Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hezbollah hurled dozens of projectiles into Israel, including a missile aimed at Tel Aviv. The missile firing early Wednesday marked a further escalation after Israeli strikes on Lebanon killed hundreds of people. The head of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, Philippe Lazzarini, warned about the recent escalations.
Our worst fears seems to be unfolding for the time being. We have seen an acceleration over the last week. We heard yesterday about the massive exodus of the population from the south towards Beirut. We also heard that 2 days ago was the deadliest day since the end of the civil war in Lebanon.
He said the polio campaign conducted in Gaza amid Israel's war against Hamas was proof that when there's a will for action, a lot can be done.
And I would like to echo here what the Secretary General have said to the member states. Don't make Lebanon a new Gaza.
Lazzarini said his agency was also facing political attacks and said the region was witnessing international humanitarian law being disregarded on a daily basis. Beirut says Israel's offensive since Monday morning has killed at least 569 people, including 50 children, and wounded over 1,800 across Lebanon. It's expected Tropical Storm Helene will strengthen rapidly and become a Category 3 hurricane as it moves north across the Gulf of Mexico towards the United States. In an AP interview, hurricane specialist Jack Bevin of the National Hurricane Center says people need to plan.
Everybody who is in the path of Helene should be making their preparations right now because the time to make them will be running out.
President Joe Biden has declared an emergency in Florida. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with President Joe Biden on Thursday to discuss his victory plan. VOA Steve Karish reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky will present a victory plan to the White House this week, urging the Biden administration to quickly act to support Kyiv's campaign. Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, President Biden emphasized the need for the United States and other nations to continue backing Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
Will we sustain our support to help Ukraine win this war and preserve its freedom, or walk away and let aggression be renewed and a nation be destroyed? I know my answer. We cannot grow weary. We cannot look away.
Zelensky's blueprint will formally be presented to President Biden on Thursday, but early details suggest it will urge Western allies to quickly address lingering issues such as Ukraine's potential NATO membership and the use of U.S. long-range missiles for attacks deep within Russian territory. Steve Karish, VOA News.
3 months after mass anti-government protests in Kenya, Amnesty International presented a petition on Wednesday seeking the establishment of a commission to investigate the deaths of scores of people from, quote, the use of unlawful police force, unquote. Amnesty International Kenya Executive Director Orungo Houghton.
The use of unnecessary and excessive force against protests led to the killing of at least 6 people and the injury of hundreds.
Rights groups say more than 60 people were killed during weeks of protests, initially sparked by a finance bill proposing increased taxes, with more disappearing in the weeks following the rallies. China said it test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile on Wednesday, firing it into the Pacific Ocean. Director of the Lowy Institute's International Security Program, Sam Roggeveen, told Agence France-Presse that the test is part of an ongoing program to expand China's nuclear arsenal, but not a provocation.
Tests like this are months in the planning, so, you know, we shouldn't overstate the immediate symbolism. And I think, I would weigh my analysis more heavily towards a military objective rather than a political one.
Beijing has stepped up its nuclear development and boosted defense spending in recent years, with the Pentagon last October warning China was developing its arsenal more quickly than the United States had anticipated. Congress is moving swiftly to fund federal agencies and avoid a government shutdown. The House and Senate are expected Wednesday to give approval to a bill that would fund the government into December and avoid a federal shutdown just weeks before the November 5th election. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.